We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Welcome back, Sports Radio 94, WIP. Joe Giglio in for John Marks alongside Ike Reese. This is Marks and Reese, 215-592-9494. Our Twitter poll question, sponsored by Marks Jewelers, looking to get engaged, visit my friend Jim at Marks Jewelers in Montgomeryville and support the home team. You won't regret it. Visit marks-jewelers.com and schedule an appointment with a diamond expert. Are you worried about the Sixers winning this series versus the Hawks? We have steadily moved closer to 50-50. Today. I am worried. Ike was not. Jack was not. 55.8% of you are not worried, but 44.2% of people are indeed worried about this series. Let's go to the phone lines here. Sports nicknames on Allen Iverson's birthday. And Jack Fritz thinks the Philly special is overrated. He put it number one most overrated Philly sports moment. I don't know what to do. Inge in King of Prussia. What's up, Inge?
Look, man, I wanted to talk to the basketball genius, but he's not there today. So let me try to educate the people out there with the Sixers, if you don't mind.
Yeah, I want to hear it.
Look, they look like the 2020 Sixers, the first game. And, you know, everyone's blaming Doc Rivers, but this is where I stand. If there's few people still out there that believe this team can win a championship this year, I think that went, you know, that disappeared after that game. But you saw what this team needs, and I blame the general manager for this, more as well as Brand. They desperately need a leader, especially at that point guard position, you know? You need that leader to stop a run. You need that leader to set up a play when you desperately need a basket. You look at Chris Paul. I know they couldn't get him because he has a bad relationship with Morey. They couldn't get Kyle Lowry for some reason because they didn't want to trade away Isaiah Thomas and Maxey, who by the way, is a poor man's McConnell. But this is the deal here going forward. Just focus on this series. I think after this series, the Sixers season is going to be over. But in terms of this series, when you look at this series, the second game is critical because of this. It's not good enough for the Sixers to just win barely.
You want to blow them out? You want to blow the doors off them?
No. Not only that, they have to come defensively. They have to shut them out. Whatever they have to do, whether it's pressing, whether it's playing a zone and trapping, they have to win the game like 110-90. Their defense, this is the key. They're not going to be able to outscore this Atlanta team consistently. They second game, you have to shut down Atlanta's offense. I'm looking at 90 points. It's not good enough if they win barely 117, 113 in overtime, whatever it is. That's not good enough.
Yeah,
they're going to lose the series if that happens.
They're not losing the series.
You have to show up defensively.
Inge, enough of your nonsense, Inge.
All right,
enough
Inge. All right, Inge. We appreciate it.
They are winning the series, you nut. And if they do, you know, when they do win this series, they have a better than long shot chance at getting to the NBA Finals. They do, because James Harden is banged up. And even if he comes back, who knows when he's going to be out again.
Yeah, it's significant that he's hurt again.
Yeah, there's no doubt about it. No doubt about it. And if Brooklyn's going to have enough problems trying to get past Milwaukee.
Well, the amazing thing is how all of this flipped. If the Sixers won yesterday and Joel looked good and they won and we were happy today, we'd be talking about how the path is clear, right?
Yes.
Harden is out and Embiid is back. And instead, some of us, like me, are worried about
you.
This. I know, it's more than just me. The people are out there. They're worried. But Inge brought this up, right? It's not just you have to do it for more than one game. These are serious. So I'm looking at the Knicks-Hawks series right now. Mm-hmm. He said they got to hold them to 90 points, right? Like, put them in their place. The Knicks held the Hawks to 92 points in game two. They evened the series 1-1. The next three games, the Hawks scored 105, 113, mm-hmm. 103. Like, just because – this, I think the Sixers are going to win game two. I think we all do. But doesn't mean that the Hawks will just go away then. Like, they have to go to Atlanta then and keep doing it. Like, there's a series now. There's a fight, and they have to play better basketball. And as far as the leader thing, point guard thing, Ben, it is what it is. But there is something to having, like, yesterday, right? The Sixers are coming back. And then Trae Young hits a shot, and you're like, oh. Murray. The Sixers don't have that.
Yeah.
They don't have that guy that just dribbles the ball, runs around, and, like, boom, hits a shot, and you feel like, oh. It's going to be tough to beat this team. Let's go to Chuck. Chuck in Mount Airy is up. Chuck is not happy with Jack, that's for sure. What's up, Chuck?
Fellas, what's going on?
What's up, Chuck?
How you doing?
Hey, listen, right? Jack Fritz, I'm starting to think he does stuff and say things with laughs and giggles because that list should be thrown in the trash.
And throw it in the skookle behind us. That's
exactly.
For sure.
Iverson. It was meaning behind those plays. And Jack don't get that. It wasn't just the play itself. You know, the Philly special is like, okay, you did that against Bill Belichick and Tom Brady.
Mm-hmm.
How dare you? Mm-hmm. Allen Iverson stepping over Tyronn Lue. It was meaning behind that. Said, basically said, screw L.A., we here. You know what I mean? It was meaning behind it.
And Chuck, and it was in front of the Laker bench.
Yep.
In the Staples Center.
Yep.
In front of everybody. So in L.A., who does that? You know what I mean? That's what makes it iconic, and you don't get that. But I called to say, listen, I'm not worried about the Sixers. If you look over at the other bracket on the Western Conference side, the Jazz lost the first game against Memphis, and Ja Morant went crazy to stand in third. They went to Utah, and they beat them, and then Memphis didn't win another game. So we are the better team. I think we have a significant advantage. And I think we can explore some mismatches if we do the right thing. I'm not worried about this team at all. I think we got the better team. You know, I think we win and beat them in six.
Yep, I'm with you, Chuck.
Chuck.
I am. Hey, Chuck, big fella came back, looked good yesterday. Big fella looked good yesterday.
He looked good. I just want him to be a little better on those pick and rolls. I mean, I know you're.
Yep.
But, I mean, those pick and rolls were killing us yesterday. I need him to defend that paint. I'd take that over the offense he gave us any day.
Okay.
Just for now. I mean, this team right here, you're not going to outscore this team right now. We're not going to outscore. So we got to make it difficult for them to score.
Yep.
You know well, that's true. Yeah, they have to change the game, play more of their style. Chuck, we always appreciate it. Mm-hmm. And Chuck is right, right? Yeah, Utah did lose game one, but that was a 1-8 series. Like, even when the Sixers lost their one game to the Wizards, no one cared.
Yeah.
This is not that, and I think they said the stat yesterday when the game started. Since McMillan took over down in Atlanta, the Sixers and the Hawks have the same record. Like I agree, the Sixers have a better team and they're better, but for 3 months now they haven't been. They've both been basically the same.
Yeah, and the Hawks team is to be respected. It's the reason why I went six instead of five. A lot of people were saying Sixers in five. It's the reason why I went six. I thought the Hawks would get two games. In this series, and that hasn't changed. And now that I got a chance to see Joel Embiid out there, my concerns that I had about him and his health have been sort of – they're simmering right now.
Yeah.
Like he wasn't 100% healthy, and I know that we're going to have to do this thing game by game, and we'll see how that knee responds today and tomorrow from yesterday's 38 minutes of action, which I was also – pleasantly surprised he was able to give. I thought he would be on some type of minutes restrictions. He played more than anybody else out there yesterday playing 38 minutes. So
that's a great idea.
Yeah.
I wonder when we get an update. Like, you know,
he's officially listed as questionable for tomorrow.
Okay.
Doc said we always have to worry we're still not out of the woods.
Yeah.
So they have a feeling, obviously, how he woke up today, whether he's sore, whether it's swollen.
I mean, he had the thing wrapped and he was limping around and he did land awkwardly that one time.
Yeah, and listen, we know it's a small tear there, so it's no surprise that if it's bothering him. But what we don't know is how much is bothering him and whether or not he can go. Here's what I will tell you. He ain't no freaking Anthony Davis.
No, he's going to play.
Exactly. He ain't no Anthony Davis.
What was Charles Barkley's new nickname for Anthony Davis?
Street Clothes.
It's a great nickname.
Street Clothes.
That might be my favorite nickname that's come up today.
Anthony Street Clothes Davis. I'm telling you. And Embiid's comments after the game, it made me tear up, man.
That guy wants to win.
Man, it made me tear up, man. I'm like, dude, this is why we love Joel Embiid.
Yeah, he's going to put his body in the line.
Yes.
And he's going to do it for as long as it holds up. Victor's in West Grove. What's up, Victor?
Hey, how you guys doing today?
What's up, Victor?
Jack's list. I think Jack's number one of the worst top five maker in all time. How could the Philly special be underrated? It's an iconic play. And again, you gotta understand they were going against the evil empire.
Yep. Jack forgets this stuff. Jack forgets it.
Yeah, and the thing is that, you know, again, the Eagles wasn't assured that they were going to take over New England. But towards the end of the first half, you kind of saw with that play that they had a chance. They had hope to beat the evil empire, and especially when New England tried the same exact play and it failed.
You know, Brady couldn't catch the ball. Yeah, I mean, to your point, Victor, that – there was a point in that second quarter before halftime. You kind of realized the Eagles were not going away. Like it wasn't just like a couple of early touchdowns. They were there to play and win that game.
Oh yeah, I mean, and the whole hype, and we took over the entire stadium and everything. No, that play is not, shouldn't even be in the top five. That's what my argument is. As far as Knicks go, Sixers. I'm with Ike. I'm not going to panic right now because I really think that they're going to come out with a defense, as Inge said earlier, but I'm not agreeing with Inge 100%. But, yes, I think their defense is going to be able to shut down Atlanta. I think game one was just to kind of figure out what they have. And game two, I think it's going to be completely different.
Well, I hope you're right, Victor. We appreciate the call. No one really wants to fully agree with Inge.
Nobody
sometimes
does.
That's a dangerous path.
Yeah, you kind of half agree with Inge. But fully agreeing with Inge, that's a lot here. 215-592-9494. That is how you get aboard. All right, it is time for the text line here on the Mark Cerie Show.
Text line.
You know who else won a ring more than a decade ago and everyone thought he was a huge upgrade? How'd that work out? Gabe in San Francisco.
Love it.
Number one record in the National League, by the way.
Wow.
Best record in the NL, Gabe Kapler's Giants. Just saying. Just best record.
Can't argue it.
That delay in the Phillies game is a sign. Nets are going down in Philly. Eastern Conference Finals. Book it. Paul in Monco.
That's the first time I heard that today.
That Net thing was unbelievable. I mean, like, how does that happen? And actually, I give the ground screw a lot of credit. When that went down, I was like, oh, there's no way they're going to be able to fix that. And then they put it back up.
Yeah, I mean, what, it'll cancel the game? Because you can't not have a net back there.
Yeah, so Girardi said they would have had to suspend it and pick it up the next time the Nationals were here. So they wouldn't, like, the game wouldn't technically be over.
Yeah, but what I don't get is that a game is official after five innings, like five and a half innings. So, like, why couldn't they just call the game?
Because it wasn't weather related.
Exactly.
Like, what do you call that? A stadium malfunction?
Listen, it was 12-6. We all know in the eighth inning. How do you think that? Let's use some common sense, people. I get, like, there's no stop clock in baseball.
Hold on. You wouldn't want to get those last three outs?
I mean, listen, I didn't need Hector going out there, you know?
Well, Hector's got to pitch. I love that about Hector. Hector, if he doesn't pitch for like 3 or 4 days, like Jordy has to put him in a game, he gets all antsy. 12-6, here's Hector Neris coming running in.
Johnny Marks went from a Philly guy to the Kool-Aid man in less than a six-pack? There may not be laws when you're drinking claws, John, but there's still science. Scott from Delco.
Yeah, there's no laws with claws, but you still got to put your sunscreen on.
Yeah, grow up a little bit.
If you're as fair-skinned as guys like John Marks and I, you got to put your sunscreen on. He looks like he's a lobster.
Yes.
Johnny Lobster.
Again,
Johnny
Lobster. I just don't get how it got the whole stomach, unless he fell asleep.
And this isn't his first rodeo. I mean, the guy's, you know, he's had many summers.
He goes to the beach every summer. Well, was the sun new?
Yeah, no, he clearly went out there and laid in the sun.
No, I think he did it for attention.
I don't
burn
know,
his whole body up like
that's
that.
He got a Nick Foles tattoo on his
well,
back.
That's true.
That's a good point,
I was going to
yeah.
say that's painful attention, but the guy did get it. Now, he was. I remember I was doing the show with you that day while he was on the table. That was like a four-hour ordeal for him to get that tattoo. And I don't think he realized how large that tattoo was going to be before the process began.
I think if he could do it all over again.
Yeah, he thought it was going to be one of these little small pictures. Like, no, bro, they're going to put a 5x7 on your back.
You think he was wondering halfway through, like, why both sides of his back felt like something was going on? That's because it's across your back.
Hey, guys, enjoy your show. Just checking, what time is the game tomorrow? I told the bus to pick us up at 7:15. Will we have time to buy some soft pretzels on the way? Doc from the Sixers Complex.
Doc better get ready. Doc wasn't prepared for game one, that's for sure.
No, and we haven't even been hard on him like I heard callers all day long being hard on
Doc. It feels like Doc's got one more game before this town goes from loving him to be like, oh, this is what happened with all those collapses in Los Angeles and Boston.
Well, you can only take so many shots of the city with no repercussions before they start turning.
Listen, Doc knows basketball. I don't. Doc knows that Danny Green can cover Trae Young, apparently. I don't. Well, let's see if that keeps working, Doc.
How about Battle for a great nickname? I know I've ripped this nitwit before, but Battle is a great nickname when you have to battle a dictionary to pronounce words. Billy the Idiot from Devon.
The nickname Battle? What do we think?
It's a good nickname.
Battle?
Hey, yeah. Battle's just in a personal war with a lot of the texters.
Yeah, what is going on with that?
Is that everything okay?
Listen, there's a lot of feuds on this show. I mean, it's too many to keep up with.
Well, you create a few of them yourself.
Yeah, for sure. But Battle's right. A good nick.
Yes.
It's amazing how two times that Jill Aquito are all kumbaya up in there now that the stable is empty. Your interactions don't have quite the same bite. Nevertheless, it is entertaining. Unrelated, when is Lobster Boy back? Tom from Abington.
Lobster Boy is back next week. Thank you, Tom. And as far as, Carson Wentz is a Cole. What are we going to yell about?
Yeah, I mean, and it's Monday.
Right, we got a long week. Like, will we get into quarterback rankings before Friday's over?
I'm sure we will at some point.
Jack's going to probably make sure that happens at some point. I don't know.
Our quarterback is ranked kind of low right now.
Yeah, not on my list.
Not on your list.
I have a different list than all the other lists out there. Well, we'll get to, if we have to do quarterback rankings, we will do quarterback rankings.
I do miss the 4 o'clock Giglio quarterback rankings just to see where Carson was.
The reality is I had him too high last year. We all did. The guy was the worst in the league.
I'm handcuffed. I can't say anything right now.
I mean, you need September to roll around so the Broncos starts playing okay football again. Then you'll be happy. All right, let's go to Russell here, who's up on Mark's race. What's up, Russell?
Hey, we've been talking about who's going to guard Trey, but he needs to guard some people. When I watched that game yesterday, he did a lot of standing around. Especially with Danny Green was doing him in the first quarter. So,
well, part of that's on Doc, too. They're not putting anyone – like, they're not making him guard.
Make him guard,
You're right. He's hanging out and resting on defense. Yeah.
So if I was – whoever – all those guards are way bigger than him. We should be posting him up every third time down court. And then when you look at the Sixers guards, here's my biggest thing with him. Every guard on that team, when you really look at it, they're all backups. They don't have a really starting quality guard on that team other than Simmons, and he's suspect. They need guards like Andrew Toney, like Magic, guards that could take a game over and do something. They don't have that on this team.
Like Dame Lillard.
Along those lines, right? Even when we were really best, we had AI, we had Toney, we had Cheeks, we had guards that could deal. These guys that we got, they're all backup players, every one of them. Every guard on that team is a backup player at his best. He's a backup player on a team that's supposed to be championship quality. One of those guys should be starting on a championship caliber team.
Yeah, well, it's a problem. Yeah, you're right. They all be better as depth, and it's fine in the regular season, but when you're facing a team in the postseason that shoots 47 threes, it shows up. Russell, who's your great sports nickname?
Chocolate Thunder.
Daryl Dawkins.
Man, that's a good one.
That's
yes,
my
sir.
Guy.
Planet Lovetron. He was a character. Russell, we appreciate it. Yep. Daryl Dawkins might be one of the greatest sports characters of all time. I read his book, actually.
Yeah.
Yeah, way back in the day. I mean, he's just – that guy's from outer space. And everyone that's ever met Daryl Dawkins that I've talked to said he's the nicest guy in the world.
He is. I got a chance to meet him once, I believe. He came up to Lehigh. He came up to practice. Yeah. Came up to practice.
Well, he was free. He lived up there. He's from. He played too up there.
Ah, see, I didn't know that.
Yeah, he played basketball in Allentown.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. He came to practice one day.
He was a good guy.
I still remember that. Yeah, I still remember that.
High school, right to the NBA, back before anyone else was doing it. James in college. What's up, James?
Hey, how you guys doing?
Good, James.
What's up, James?
Hey, I'm not feeling too good about the Sixers. I think Doc Rivers needs to, cut down on some of the players he's putting out there. Mike Scott should not be seeing the floor. He's been stealing paychecks for about a year and a half now. The Hive has no honey. I'm tired of it.
Well, the Hive. That went away pretty fast, didn't it?
Yeah,
the Mike Scott Hive?
Yes. Thank God.
Yeah, that was pretty cool when he was actually, playing at a decent level. Now that he's not playable anymore, it's not as good. James, who's your sports nickname?
I got Andre the Giant.
Andre the Giant.
Yeah, Andre the Giant.
Well, he crossed over more than just sports. He was in movies.
Yeah. I mean, Andre the Giant was bigger than life, man.
I mean, literally. Yeah. Kieran's in Chester County. What's up, Kieran?
Hey, how are you guys?
Good, Kieran. What's up, Kieran? Are you thinking? You worried?
Yeah, I am. And as that, what was it, two callers ago, he said that Trae Young's just standing around on defense. Well, that's a problem. If you can't get a guy to stop, if you can't defend a guy, which I don't know if anybody can do, I don't think Embiid can do it right now. I think he could do it if he was healthy, but he certainly can't do it right now. But here's what you do. You play a chippy offense. And you put two, and you let make him guard two people, and make him foul you, and so his butt goes to the bench. Well, if his butt's on the bench, he's not shooting points.
Yeah, you got to make him work. I mean, Kieran, the bottom line, it'd be great to get him in foul trouble, but bottom line, you have to make him work. He has to expend some energy on defense.
Cause, yes.
I mean, he's literally just hanging out. Like at times, I was like, where is he on the court? When the Sixers on offense, I was wondering at times, did they take Trae Young out? I'm like, oh no. He's there. He's just in the corner because Danny Green's in the corner. It's not working.
It makes it easy for Trae Young because Danny Green doesn't handle the ball. He's not going to create his own shot, and most of Danny Green's shots are in a corner.
Yeah. It's similar to Steph Curry got better at defense, but it's similar early in Steph Curry's career. They did the same thing with him. They kind of hit him and let him use energy on offense. Kieran, what's your sports nickname? Who you got?
My favorite Phillies catcher of all time. Now, granted, I'm young, so I never saw John Crux. Carlos Ruiz and Chooch. Which, of course, was created by a Philly season ticket holder who sat behind the plate and would yell his name every time he came to the plate, and then it just caught on.
Chooch is great. Kieran, we appreciate it. I don't know if it fits like Magic Johnson. It's not that kind of great, but it's endearing to us. Everyone loves Chooch.
Oh, yeah, we all love Chooch.
I miss Chooch. Chooch, tremendous player. Carlos, no hitters, and obviously on the championship team. All right, Ike. I am worried you're not. We'll see what tomorrow brings, but we do have a game two tomorrow night.
We do.
So hopefully better things. I'll be back with you tomorrow. And you know what we have coming up next, 6:00.
Man.
The return.
The anticipation.
Rob Cherry.
I can't wait to get in the car and hear what the hell Rob has pent up inside of him.
Well, he's had some time to think about it.
Yes, he has.
He's had a long time of takes just saved up. He's going to have it for you. You guys have a great night. Ike, fun show. I'll be back tomorrow.
Looking forward to it, brother.
And we'll be back tomorrow at 2:00. You guys have a great night. Rob Cherry is coming up next right here on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Rob Cherry, WIP.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.